flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Friday, everybody. Coming up, picks of the week are on the way. We'll talk to Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. We had a special guest who's going to come by at 3. Now, I'm going to tell you, still happening, and it's something you definitely want to check out, and it's going to happen between now and 6 o'clock, okay? Things got pushed back a little bit, but I do want to let you know, because somebody just hit me up. Yeah, Dukes, where's this guest? Trust me. You will want to hear it.
And he won't tell me who it is, so I don't know who this... I mean, I don't know, man. Place your bets.
Place your bets. Coming up, we will continue to talk about the NFC-AFC championship games. Mike, lots of coaching news today. If you haven't heard, Pete Carroll's back in the NFL, guys.
Wow.
He gets the Raiders job. The Lee and Combe thing we talked about yesterday. Former now, offensive coordinator for the Bucks.
Right.
He takes the Jaguars job. Jaguars?
I don't know.
Jaguars?
Quick, I don't know where this Jaguar thing comes from.
That's why I brought it up.
And Carl laughs because who's doing the update today? Is it Joe Patrick?
No, it's Caleb, right?
It's Caleb?
I think it's Caleb.
Whoever's doing it, it's Jaguars. It's not Jaguars.
Oh, Joe. Okay, yes.
But I'm literally, because Carl laughs, because there are certain things in the English language that drive
me
crazy.
Because
I used to own a Jaguar. I didn't own a Jaguar. Like, hey, Carl, I'll pick you up my XK8 Jaguar. No, it's Jaguar, for God's sake.
I love that car, by the way.
Thank you. Car had more miles vertically than horizontally.
That was a fun car. But yes, he takes the Jags job. So two new coaches hirings today. We have heard about Jalen Hurts, and we'll talk more about this coming up later, that his final injury report is good to go. That, of course, they're going to say that he's going to play in the NFC Championship game. But Mike said it. He's supposed to be wearing a brace.
Yeah.
And how does that limit him with his mobility and his escapability in the pocket? So the Eagles have put out their official injury report. Every team has to do it, guys. And now that we're to the last two games, everybody's checking this out. But there are no significant injuries, to report. Even A.J. Brown's on here. Dallas Goedert. They're playing. All these guys are playing. So with that said, we'll get into all of that coming up. But we need to talk some dogs. All right, here's my problem. And this could easily be Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is behind the scenes. We don't know who's trying to poach who. But, Mike, Ohio State spent $20 million to assemble a roster that won the 2025 College Football Playoff Championship. We just witnessed it here in our city. But reports today are out that Jeremiah Smith, the fabulous wide receiver for them, he's a freshman, true freshman, has received an offer in excess of $4.5 million to enter the portal. After this breakout campaign.
Oh, man.
So here's what I'm saying, guys, and this is what it's not about being in Ohio State or Penn State or any kind of, fandom for any team.
But that's some serious poaching.
But that's Mike. So now you're going to have offers from guys who have great seasons, and you're going to have to up the ante to hold on to a guy like this? There's something fundamentally wrong. Now, I'm not telling you Jeremiah Smith is going to go into the portal,
right.
But these reports, it's 4.5 now. What if it gets to 5.5 And obviously somebody is out there willing to pay this for him to come to some school that is unnamed right now. But the fact is like, wait a minute. That shouldn't be right. This is beyond free agency.
Yeah, I mean, it is just now. I mean, we said it's a free-for-all and everyone talks about not having guardrails. I mean, this is beyond this is truly the Wild Wild West. It's like an episode of Deadwood. It's like, I want your claim. I'm not going to sell it to you. I want to kill you. We've crossed over into like bizarro world. You could argue before Kirby went and got the transfer from A&M and all these big wide receivers, I was thinking, you and I talked about this off the air a few weeks ago. I was like, hey, Ryan Williams, if you don't want the producers on the record, why don't you go over to Alabama and say, you're never going to play for any big games in Kalen DeBoer. Yeah, Come over to Georgia. Because if you remember, Nick Saban took a couple of guys.
He did.
Wide receiver, running back. I mean, of course, you know, you saw Jahmyr Gibbs go over to Alabama from Georgia Tech. But getting back to, you know, where Kirby needs to be, is there a moral high ground where some coaches won't go? For what it's worth, I know his program isn't exactly rocking and rolling, but they did have a nice season this year. Jim Mora Jr. said, I got your name. I got your number. And he says, if you come poaching my guys, I'll put it on blast. So, okay. It just seems like we are really now, there are no rules.
There just are no rules.
You throw that much money at a guy, and you wonder now, what does he say? Does he say, I'm loyal to Ohio State? I stick with Ryan Day and company? I won a natty as a freshman, I'm on to the next one.
I'm out. Mike, what more can I do here? I can go somewhere else and make another $500,000. His NIL valuation, which is the number again, and you tell me who comes up with this. But it's the number where, you know, you're a five-star, okay, hypothetically, and they say, oh, he's the second best player at his position. His valuation is $3.5 million. And that is where they come up with these numbers. His is at four. He's being offered another $500,000 to just jump in the portal and leave. And my point is to what you just said, a true freshman who could – he's not going to the NFL. You still have to be 3 years removed to go to the NFL, okay? But you could leave, go make more money, and maybe make another run at a national championship somewhere else.
Man, I just, as we're trying to wrap your head around this, Jeremiah Smith is, much like Brock Bowers, he could go pro right now.
He could.
He's got that kind of, same thing you could have said for Marvin Harrison Jr. earlier in his career in Columbus.
Yep.
But yeah, this is where it would be now, some would say in college football, it would be poetic justice to see other teams, whether it's the University of Miami, whoever, can go poach from Ohio State, who a lot of folks now feeling, what, we're going to have an asterisk now? So what, the last two Big Ten championships, they weren't Big Ten champions. Ohio State was not the champion this year, it was Oregon. But the last two teams from the Big Ten that won, there's an asterisk because Michigan was cheating, stealing signals.
Yep.
And Ohio State paid $20 million. All right, well, guess what? They still got the trophy, okay? And they won it. And guess what? You've got to have to adapt and figure it out. I'm curious to see, you know, how the offensive line works for Georgia. See, this is where you're living.
Okay.
But how much money, what does it become that you've got to have, like, you know, Phil Knight, you would think Phil Knight in Oregon, they'd have everybody. He's got more money than God. He owns Nike, for God's sakes.
Right.
How are they not stealing these guys?
Yeah, I just think, Mike, if you're Kirby Smart, and let's just say we had our end of the year interviews, and you know what your guys are getting, right? Because all these coaches do. And your star wide receiver then calls you randomly and says, Coach, yeah, look, I got an offer to go in the portal for another meal. What are you saying? What are you saying? That's what I'm talking about. That's not what college football should be. I'm all for guys getting paid. I've been talking about that for 20 years.
Right.
But this ain't that, Mike. This is different. This is on another level. And I'm just saying, I don't know if Kirby is fielding those kind of calls. I'm sure he is. That's not right. And I'm telling you, if you are a starting picket, safety, corner, and we said, hey, getting ready for next season, can't wait for spring, we're going to start our offseason program. Bring! Yeah, Coach, I got an offer to go in the portal for another million. What are you saying?
But here's the deal. The guys are just hitting us up on the text line. Well, the NCAA is like on the outside looking
in. They're not doing anything.
And what are they going to do? They're going to say, all right, no. Now you can only make $1 million a year. and oh, by the way, and then somebody's going to sue because we've already crossed that threshold. These guys are now semi-pros. Like we said a couple times the last couple of years, the toothpaste doesn't go back in the tube.
This is why you need contracts.
Correct.
This is why you
but
need contracts.
But then these guys can go on strike, which was they were trying to do up in the Ivy League, and then you already got a whole other kettle of fish to deal with.
But this doesn't sit well with me. And maybe I'm old school from the standpoint of, you know what, all right, I'm not telling you Jeremiah Smith should be just staying at Ohio State because, But the kid is making $4 million already.
Yeah.
And now you have to up the – I got to come out of our pocket a little bit more. You're calling the collective and going, hey, by the way, what if this is Gunnar Stockton next year?
Well, I mean, the only thing that you could argue – the good news is if you don't like some of these teams which are dominating the way Georgia has the last few years is it thins out the herd.
It does.
And then you don't have the depth. So Ohio State potentially would have to invest more in one individual, just like the NFL salary cap. And so you've got less money for your offensive line, less money for your secondary, things like that. So that's why, you know, coaches like Belichick brought in, was it Joe Lombardo, bringing in these NFL guys to be their, you know, their team managers. Oliver Luck's doing it now, too.
He is.
Guys who got experience running budgets. I don't know. It's just, and it, I think the TV numbers were down, and we were cutting that up the other day. Like, what was it? Was it the Big Ten, you know, the disinterest from the southeastern portion of the country, or the fact it ran so long? I just saw in 2026, it'll be January 25th. That's how late it's going to go.
Oh, for the championship.
Yeah, so I think Brandon Adams just tweeted that out from Dog Nation.
So it's the end of the month.
So it's like a week before the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know where this goes, but I do know there's a lot of folks that were just kind of this year said, you know, I'm just meh. They shrugged at the biggest game of the college year. They said, it doesn't define my season this year. I'm not going to watch.
Okay. And by the way, a guy just hit me up. What if it was your son? What if it was?
Yes. Well, then you say, son, I think Oregon sounds great. University of Miami. It's no longer the Ohio State. It's all about the U.
If it's only about money.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money. Is it only about money now?
Well, if you are that rarefied 0.1%, however you want to quantify it, talent, that you know you're going to the NFL, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Do what you want.
You know? It's like it sucks. Everything we've come to know and love has gone out the window. You know, knowing, you know, if you, whatever your school was, you'd have a quarterback for 2 or 3 years and another guy would come in. All that's gone, man. So it is strange times. You'd love, but everyone says, well, where's the voice of reason? There is none. There's nothing. I mean, the only thing I've even seen remotely that would address some of this is putting a $20 million or so cap on this thing.
You need a cap or you need contracts, either or. And the contract simply would allow these coaches to not have to worry about this. That's all I'm saying. And you guys can tell me all you want about, oh, it doesn't matter. If Brent Key, all right, is getting a call right now because one of his guys is getting poached out of, you know, trying to get poached out into NIL or into the portal for more money. Right. It's a joke, man. You bust your butt to convince these kids this is the right place for them to come and play. Now you pay them. And then it's like, I need a little bit more.
So remember, guys, and you can look it up, and there's a lot of stuff to process, but the 2025, what's next is basically the $2.8 billion being divvied up, which comes out to around $20 million per team.
All right.
That's where it was supposed to go.
We're going to see.
And that's the results of the NCAA, the lawsuits. I think it was Carter versus NCAA. They had a couple of them, but that's where this is supposed to go.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our picks of the week are on the way. We have two big playoff games.
We'll have to do some over-unders, too. Make it three.
We got to do it. That's right. And that's how we'll get to our three picks. Usually it's a college game or two college, over-under, against the spread, whatever it is. But we'll lay it out for you coming up. Steve Coonan's on the way as well. Your thoughts are welcome on that. Guys, you can tell me how much you love college football and all that. That ain't right. Like, there's something fundamentally wrong there. And the fact that, Mike, whoever's making this call, get in the portal. I got an extra $500,000 or $700,000 for you. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's just, I get it. And look, this is almost like an old guy screaming at the clouds. Because, but I mean, there's even guys in their 20s right now listening to our show going, yeah, college football sucks right now. It's not like it's an old guy thing. It's just everybody hates where college football's gone.
We're coming back. Picks of the week next. It is time for the picks of the week. And we are down to just two games. NFC Championship game, 3 o'clock on Sunday. AFC Championship game, 6:30 Sunday. One's in Kansas City. The other is in Philadelphia. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Right now, as it sits, and we'll pick through the Super Bowl, obviously. Orin sits at 20-27. Mike is at 20-27. Turtle, 25-22. I'm at 29-18. We are going to pick three, all right, categories, whether it's the score, meaning, you know, again, the spread, or over-under of the total, which Mike just told me, I guess it went up. Earlier in the week we did the podcast, Mike, it was 47.5 for both games, and now you're telling me the NFC is going up.
NFC's at 47.5. AFC went up to 48.5. So they're expecting more points now, I guess. Somebody is. And see, I think the Bills-Chiefs goes under.
I do, too.
You know, because two good defense. I mean, I don't know. We'll get into it here in the picks.
But, all right. Yeah,
that went up. Number went up by 1 point.
All right. And then, obviously, we'll pick an additional bet because that will make us, you know, whole with three picks. All right, Big O, I know that Turtle sent you his stuff, but you may have to jump in and give us one additional pick or even a prop bet if you want to add that in. If you can find, you know, yards for Mahomes or for Josh or, you know, any of these guys, if you want to add that in as well. We can do that simply because we've only got two games to pick from as we've dwindled down from the start of the season. All right, Big O, you're up 20-27. Tell me who you like in these games and then give me a third bet.
All righty, gentlemen. I'm going to take both road dogs this week.
Whoa.
Both road dogs. So give me the Commanders plus the 6 against the Eagles, and give me Buffalo plus the 2 versus the Chiefs.
Okay.
Taking both road dogs. I don't know if they – I don't know if Washington wins outright, but I don't think that's a 6-point game, and I do think that Buffalo does. This is the year for them. They went out right this year. So give me those two.
Didn't we say that last year when Kansas City came to Buffalo? If not, now when?
Yeah. They had home field. I know.
Right. Fool me thrice. Shame on me, I guess.
Okay. So you like Buffalo. You like the Commanders to cover. And what is the number, by the way? Is it 6 still?
It's at 6.
Okay. And then give me one more. Do you like the over-under on any of these games or maybe a prop bet?
I think we are not going to see an abundance of points in that Eagles-Commanders game, partly because Jalen's hurt. And like B-Mac said earlier, Jalen hasn't passed for 150 yards in any of the playoff games thus far. So, yeah, the under is over-under is 47.5. It's going down, opening up at 48.5. So give me the under at 47.5. I like that one.
All right, good stuff. We will see. I mean, look. As far as the scoring in either one of these games, I do think, just because based on their last game, guys, the last time the Commanders and the Eagles met, it was 36-33. Okay? Now, I get it. It's regular season. The point is, and that was a game in which Hurts was out. There should be scoring in this game.
Right.
Okay? Mike Bell, you're up, man. 20-27, tell us what you like.
Hey, man, I am with Orin. I like both of the road teams in this one, but
there can be only one.
I still have this sinking suspicion we're going to get stuck with the Eagles and the Chiefs and a rematch from 2 years ago of the Super Bowl.
That's right.
But I'm going to go with the Commanders. I'm going to go with Sergeant Slogan, who loves doing hard stuff with good people.
That he does.
It is, again, as Orin mentioned, plus 6. I'll take the Commanders plus 6. I got a prop bet, though, for you.
Okay.
And tell me if you like this one. I got this from the Covers website, which I subscribe to. But I'm going to go with the over on this. And it's the over-under Saquon Barkley longest rush over 23.5 yards.
Ooh.
I'm going to say
he busts one. Now, I'm saying he takes it to the house.
Yeah.
But he's going to have one that'll it'll set the chains.
I like that.
So I'm going to go over on that one. And then the other one is I'm going to go under since it went up to 48.5. It is up to 48.5 right now. That's the AFC, which is the night game, Bills and Chiefs. I still think it goes under. I think it's going to be a
really
lower, some turnovers perhaps. I don't know. I just feel, and the weather's not really a concern in both. I don't believe. I know in Philadelphia it's going to be in the mid-30s, so it's not going to be like Arctic freezing. Real quick, I just want to make sure I get this right before I make something stupid. I want to see what it says up there in Kansas City, and I'm Googling. I'll be Googling it right now on my phone, and I'll tell you right now. But I do like the under in this one, regardless of the weather. Just feel it's going to be a lower-scoring game. Kansas City is going to be 40 degrees.
So, oh, that's not bad.
32 on Sunday night.
That's not bad.
So not miserable.
So give those to me one more time.
Once again, guys, I'm going to take the Commanders getting the six. I'm going to take the under of Buffalo and Kansas City, and I'm going to take the over rushing yards. It's going to be a play. The longest Saquon Barkley rushing play will be over 23.5 yards.
Hmm.
Money line on that, by the way, is minus 115.
That's not a bad bet. Seriously, that's not. All right, oh, give me Turtles. What is he picking this week?
So Turtle only sent me two, so I asked him for one more. So
yeah.
I'm going to hold for that.
Okay.
But
okay.
He, I guess this is a popular pick now because he's also got the Commanders plus the six.
Oh, no, we just jinxed it.
Yeah, we're all in trouble now. But he's going to Riverside me here. I got to double check this line. He has KC at minus 1.5. I got it listed here as two. Do you guys have it at 1.5 or two? Where are you looking?
Two?
Two? Okay. We'll go with the two. So he's got KC minus the two.
Yep. All right, and we will await. He will send us that because again,
it's how we can throw a prop bet in there if he wants.
Yeah, no doubt. And I was just looking at Mike. What is? I don't know if you're still on that site. What does it say for Jayden Daniels passing yards?
That's what I'm looking for right now. That's not one of the picks that they like. So that's the thing. The over under I saw was for 205.
See, I'd go over.
I think they got to if they're going to win.
Yeah.
He goes under that in the loss, over that in the win.
Correct. All right, that's what I was looking at. I just wanted to see if you saw it. Guys, for me, I'm with O on this. I do like the Commanders to cover the six. I think this is a field goal game. I do not think it's a six-point game. Eagles obviously could still win this game, and they could blow them out. Who knows? But under the circumstances that they've seen each other twice, they split. By the way,
I just got an update on it, 222. 222.5 yards. It's the over-under.
I'm still going over.
I think I got to go over. If they're going to win, they got. Here's the thing. If they're playing from behind, they'll hit that over. Anyway.
I'm going to take that as my prop bet. But
I like it.
they snapped the Eagles 10-game win streak when they beat them. And
knocked Jalen out of the game.
Out of the game. And this is a six-point game, according to the odds makers. I'm going to take the road dog as well to cover the six. And then give me the Bills. I might be crazy. Maybe we are, Mike. Maybe this Mahomes thing is just what it is, and he's just that damn good.
Yeah.
But I will take the Bills to cover, and I'm going to take that prop bet. I like the 225 over for Jayden Daniels. I think he's just playing at a high level. And again, guys, they had five turnovers in the game against the Eagles when they beat him. And he threw the touchdown pass at the end of the game to win it. I'm just telling you, he's overcome these turnovers in fact, that plays a role in Sunday's game. And it easily could, but I still think he's going to throw for more than that.
The other thing is the rushing yards and Jayden Daniels picking him up, putting him down, they really did not allow him to get outside of the tackles box.
They contained him, yep.
So if you look at if you go back, you look at Jayden Daniels' game log, and you see, wow, in the loss, the run was not a factor. The running game, he used his feet in the win. We also had five touchdowns. You mentioned the two interceptions. But yeah, they're going to rise. They're going to rise and fall with Jayden Daniels in this game.
I think so too. All right, we'll get to Turtle's last prop bet there if he's got one or another bet to make it whole again at three. But this should be a good weekend, man. I hope we get entertaining games. Honestly, you know, we say we were rooting for the Commanders because it's a story we've never seen. That's part of this.
I love it, and I'm a big fan of the dude. We've talked about it. You'll hear Bryant McFadden, our conversation with him coming later in the show. The poise, just the cool attitude the guy has on the sideline. Just, you know, like Brett Favre-like, you know, just totally not fazed.
That's right.
By any aspect of the circumstances, which I love. Another guy that showed some poise, and I would have had this for Guy Talk today. We have Steve Coonan coming up next to talk some Hawks, and we will grill the CEO over this listless performance these last two games for your Atlanta Hawks. Hey, Orin, did you see, I was at the gym today, and the guys were all laughing. They pointed at the TV, so I took a screenshot of it, and it was Cam Newton's latest lid this morning, and doing first take. Yeah. Now, he's making money with these hats. Somebody's buying them, I presume, right?
Or he's got a great trade deal.
Right. Or he just wears, he's got literally a closet. He's got hats like the Mel DeMarcos had shoes.
Correct.
But if you didn't see the lid today, I put it up at Mike Bell ATL. It's standard fare. It looks like something Johnny Depp would wear, but it's got like a leather packet on the back. It's like a leather box. It's almost like it'd be a perfect place to put your smokes. So if you had like you had a pack of Marlboros or a pack of Camels, you literally stick it up. I'm saying, you know what? As much as we laugh and we goof, that's actually the first practical hat I've seen, Cam. Because back when I was a two-pack-a-day guy, I could have used a place for my smokes.
Yeah, man. What did you keep in your back pocket?
Well, you have to have a shirt with a pocket in the front. You know, I mean, you always
you fit on them.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, I saw this, and I wrote out on Twitter, I go, Newton's latest lid is like a box for your smokes. I said, it looks like Johnny Depp and Madea had a baby.
I love that he flexes with his hats, man, and his fashion. Cam, and we had him on, well, I think this couple of seasons ago when he was still playing, and he was like, man, I just love showing the kids that they can do whatever when it comes to fashion. And he's right, and he's fashion first. I mean, like forward, whatever. He's a guy that just does not care, and I like it, man. I think he's coordinated. But those hats, I think Orin said this, everybody can't wear those things.
No, I mean, like, first off, you got to have the big noggin. You got to look right. Otherwise, you get lost in it. I mean, last time I had a hat, and my wife hated it. I was in New York. I was up there for the St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And it was like the last Big East championship, the old school one. And I picked out like a pork pie hat, you know, like, you know, the tight, you know, old school.
Yeah.
And she's like, you look like a blank hipster. So
you didn't wear it.
Never wear the thing again, man. Orin, you a lid guy?
I used to be a big lid guy. Not so much anymore. But no, I got a decent sized noggin, so my head can kind of fill some hats. So that's always a plus. Yes.
It is true.
I've got a couple of fedoras that I wear when I smoke cigars sometimes, but I don't do it a lot. I don't wear them all the time.
By the way,
I have a couple.
If you really want to impress us black guys, next time you're on FanDuel Sports, I want to see that fedora with the yellow shades.
No, that's not happening.
Orin, he'll go national. That's not happening. Well, that start picked up by somebody that will trend.
For all the wrong reasons.
yeah, correct. That's not happening. And by the way, you guys have to stop calling them shades. They are prescription glasses.
I mean, usually, the last time I saw those, I mean, you'd wear those when you're like in a rifle range, you know, like a marksman.
Well, the reason they're light.
Do you have a side gig as an assassin?
Yes, I'm a hitman for the CIA. They're light so that you can somewhat see my eyes. I'm not trying to hide behind them.
All right.
But they are tight, though, Orin. You're right. They are tight. Okay, man, coming up, Steve Koonin's going to join us, and Mike will grill the CEO about this lifeless effort we got last night.
Please marinate me first.
It's next. Coming up, we're going to talk to Steve Koonin here in just a minute. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to catch up with him. We also are going to have a special guest that is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. You need to stay there. It's going to happen at 3. Things get pushed around. It's Atlanta and traffic, blah, blah, blah. But things are going to still happen. So stay right there. Mike, as we're waiting on Steve Koonin, and if you didn't hear us earlier, the Hawks lost last night. It was an ugly loss, man.
Disappointing.
Yes. That's the one where you go, you can't lose to Toronto. Like, that's the issue. So we'll get into it with him, and we want to talk about some of the other things going on around the NBA. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Steve Koonin. Steve Koonin, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you today?
Doing well. Looking forward to these playoff games this weekend. Sad, I guess, because, you know, Mike and I were saying we get two this weekend, we get the Super Bowl, and then we got to wait.
The sadness sets in.
We got to wait. Yeah. But outside of that, we were talking about the Hawks. Mike and I both disappointed and upset about the performance last night.
Sad.
Mike said he wanted answers from you, so be prepared. I am more curious to ask you about, you know, the injury to Jaylen last night, and he leaves, and you're like, is it more serious? Can you give us an update as to anything that you know as of right now? Because I know a lot of Hawks fans were concerned last night.
No, I mean, I'm concerned, but I don't have an update for you today.
Okay. Because I know people were asking, hey, will you guys ask Steve Koonin? We did.
Right.
And hopefully he's available tomorrow as we take on Toronto.
Steve knows nothing. He joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Steve, we're just saying, look, I get it, over the course of 82, they're not all going to be pretty. But that's tough. That's only the second road win for the Raptors last night. And it just seems like, man, we do have a tendency to we can beat the elites, but we also seem to play down to our competition.
Yeah, I mean, It's a mystery. Saturday night, we were flying high. We just beat Boston. Mm. And then the last two nights have obviously not been the results that we were looking for. And I can't really put my finger on it, and I wish I could, but I think that's both the brilliance and the mystery of sports.
Steve, we were talking about the results of the All-Star voting, and we know, you know, it's not done per se, but are we making this more complicated? Do you... I know the league laid it out to the CEOs and the presidents and everybody involved, but are we making this more complicated than it needs to be with the new All-Star format?
Well, I think the problem is that there are 9 really, really All-Star quality point guards in the Eastern Conference. I'm more than happy to list them, but it's competition. And, you know, we knew Trey wasn't going to be a starter when we saw the popular vote, but, there's a lot of really good point guards, and, you know, you see Ball out of Charlotte, who people are talking about, great numbers, fan voting leader, but didn't make it, you know, so far. So we'll see. As far as what the game's going to be like, I really don't know. I mean, I love All-Star Weekend. I think it's a blast. They're trying to make it something that is obviously more competitive after last year's 365-point display. And all it is an exhibition. So we'll see. We'll see. I really don't know. I'm really full of answers today, aren't I?
Man. I mean, how about this, Steve? Since we've done the carrot on a stick with the play-in tournament, how about we offer $5,000 for taking a charge in the All-Star game?
Yeah, I'll bring that up at the next meeting.
I'm being a wise guy, but I mean, it does seem like all the All-Star games, with the exception of Major League Baseball, because you still got to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and that proof is in the pudding. And those guys, just it comes down to pitcher versus hitter. It just seems like everybody else, the NFL has gone to, I've given up. I could care less about a flag football game. The NHL, same thing. It just seems like, how do you appeal to this, you know, is it generational? Is the tune out because of, you know, is younger audience not into it? How do you tailor it, I guess, is the question.
I don't think it's an audience issue. I think it's an injury issue. You know, I mean, again, look at Jalen goes up for a rebound and immediately heads to the back. And so a lot of these guys, absolutely, they don't want to get hurt and they don't want to be embarrassed or showed up. So the best way you can play is let everybody score. So the rookie game has a little bit more intensity. So we'll see what happens. And trust me, this is not out of a lack of ideas. We've come up with hundreds of ideas, and the NBA is always putting out ideas, most of them that you poo-poo, Mr. Bell. So hopefully this one's a winner.
Steve, what is the NBA thinking? I heard Adam Silver talk about they're exploring a separate European league. Can you expound on this and why?
Well, why is because the game is an absolute global game, and the NBA is the highest quality of basketball. And I think the idea is to, you know, continue to develop players and around the world, and a European league that could be, again, another feeder system to the NBA could be really, really powerful. But also think about it, you know, in a World Cup, Olympics, what if 20 years from now NBA China played NBA Europe for the global NBA Cup? So I'm very excited about these kind of things. You know, when you looked at the Olympics last year, the highlight of it and some of the highest TV ratings were the last two international basketball games, U.S. versus Serbia, U.S. versus France. I mean, phenomenal. And you've got so many French players, including our own Zachary Rissachet, who, by the way, I think his injury shows how valuable he already is to our team since, you know, he's been out. We've had some tougher times and a lot of inside scoring and a deficit of rebounds. So I do think that it's a global game, and I do think it's going to expand around the world. And we've We have NBA Africa. We have NBA China. And now exploring in Europe, which has really become a hotbed of basketball.
Right. Of course, the NFL moving down to South America this year. Now Brazil said they want another game down there. They're going to Berlin. Falcons may be the Berlin team this year, by the way, because the Colts home schedule, and the Colts are the team designated for that Berlin game. So we'll see. Speaking of the NFL, Steve Cooney was a TV executive before he became a big shot with the Hawks. Steve, you think it's the NFL, and you know the brand building, is it great because of, I'm not talking about Kelsey's girlfriend and all that, but a three-peat, something historic. Is that something you think if the behind closed doors at Park Avenue, the NFL would like to see the Chiefs there?
I think the NFL would be very happy with any of the teams that are left. Probably the least exciting is Philadelphia.
Huh.
You know, you've got Washington that are rookies attempting to do something that's never been done in the history of the NFL, and that's, you know, to go to a Super Bowl and lead their team to a Super Bowl. I think the results of rookie quarterbacks in conference championships is pretty weak. You've got Buffalo or Kansas City who have the two of the marquee quarterbacks. I know Kansas City is being accused of getting Jordan rules or playing by a different set of rules. So I don't think Roger Goodell sits up there at 280 Park Avenue and goes, let's go for a three-peat. We'll sell more t-shirts. I don't think that happens. I think the competition, but dynasties are people love them and people love to hate them. And so, I'm really curious. Have y'all done your picks yet?
Yeah, man. We're all going with a road dog. So that means we like the Commanders and we do like Buffalo. It's almost like with Buffalo, like if not now, when? But you just kind of feel like at the end of the day, we'll have the Eagles and the Chiefs and we'll have a rematch from 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's probably right. That's probably right. But, you know, there is some new blood there.
Yeah.
I was stunned by the way Washington and Daniels in particular played against Detroit. But if you remember in an SEC championship when he was with an undermanned LSU team that Georgia played in the SEC, he put up 35 points when this was the best defense. This was a historic defense, which has now turned into the Philadelphia Eagles defense.
Right. Hey, man, while we got you here, we were talking yesterday. Braves made a minor move. It's a nice move. Jerks and Profar is a nice piece. But the Braves' entire salary for this year, I mean, all the contracts added up, everything, doesn't even add up to what Soto is going to make with the Yankees, which is kind of crazy. You're talking the life of the contracts, not talking just 1 year. The Dodgers, I mean, they can get in the luxury tax and it doesn't mean anything. Does your spidey business sense tell you at some point, Steve, we're going to have a major strike or lockout with baseball because this business model isn't tenable to have all the stars on one team on the West Coast?
I think you have to have a real salary cap with teeth in it. We do. I mean, and now it's one of the most vexing things, and this is my 11th season doing radio with you guys, and I love doing it. And one of the things we're accused of is nobody ever wants to go into the tax. Well, in our league, the tax has become so punitive. First apron, second apron, complucked. I don't know why we have to wear aprons if we're spending too much money, but that's another story for another day. But it's to avoid this happening. And, you know, the Dodgers will have $1 billion worth of revenue this year. And I'll bet you the Tampa Bay Rays won't have $100 million. So how do you compete?
You can't. You just can't.
You can't.
No. And even if you do, there's a shelf, there's a ceiling for how far I think, you know, you can get. Everybody always talks about every now and then, oh, the Royals won, or, you know, a lesser tier market is able to compete. But it's so far few in between. It's so rare. I'm with you. You can't. Steve, before we let you go, I'm curious, not mentioning names because we don't want to get you in trouble, but there is a particular player that's very unhappy right now down south in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about it on the show. And I only say this to say that for our Hawks, we've not had a situation where we've had to deal with anything like this, where, you know, we have a disgruntled player or star and the front office is trying to deal with this and you're trying to deal with it. And I'm just curious, like, for me, it feels like a no-win situation for the Miami Heat. Again, not mentioning the player because we don't want you to get in trouble. But, you know, when these situations come about, does it ever make you guys think, all right, what would we do? How would we handle this?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. I'm not sure we've had a player wear the opponent's colors for shoes and hair. you know, and also have a history of those kind of things. But, you know, you do have players and you do have agents who feel that they're not getting enough, you know, court time, who say they'd like to be traded. It's not alien in the NBA at all to have players feel this way. It's just unique to have such an aggressive public stance.
Okay. Interesting.
But it's not a foreign thing.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hope we don't have this issue, by the way, because I don't.
We've got enough on our own right. plate. No, we don't need this issue.
All right, Steve. Who do you like going to Super Bowl before we let you go? Who do you like?
You know, I don't know. I just don't know how you stop Kansas City. They're 16-17-2 or 1 with their starters. Yeah. They just find a way to win. I really love watching Josh Allen play. I'm really excited about that game. And I think Philadelphia's defense is really stout. What we don't know is what Jalen Hurts' health is.
Yeah.
And I think that's everything in the game, because if they can load the box and try to stop Saquon, maybe Washington, but I'm going with the repeat, which right. if you remember was, I think that was like 38-35.
It was a good game.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, Hurts had that fumble, which kind of gave the Chiefs life in the first half of the game. True.
Right. It was going to be like 28-7 in the first half, and then he fumbled. And the Chiefs, once again, were trailing by 10 and came back to win. So I think you got to give them the crown till somebody takes it. And so far, nobody's been able to take it.
For more picks, call 1-800-COONIN. He never loses.
Steve Coonan, have a great weekend. Thank you so much. Hawks tomorrow, Toronto at home, guys. Hopefully we can rebound. Pardon the pun. Thanks again, Steve.
Take care, guys.
Bye. All right. Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. Special guest is going to join us next. You want real insight.
Do I have to put my pants on? Are they coming in studio?
Stay there. You don't want to miss this. It's Dukes and Bell.